It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
You know, and he doesn't just smooth it all out for us. He helps to sort of point us in the right direction so that maybe we can head where the best deals are and think about where you want to be deploying your money right now, because that's really what ETF Trends is all about. It is not just about, hey, do this in ETFs. It's about trying to take opportunities as they exist. If you want more information, go to ETFTrends.com. Follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon, which is L-Y-D-O-N. I spell it now because we're going to have a guest later this week named Leo Lydon. He spells his name differently. At Tom Lydon, L-Y-D-O-N. Also, by the way, at ETF Trends on Twitter. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Good to be back.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows the meaning of the word fiduciary, and so should anyone who's looking to work with a financial planner. If you're an investor searching for help, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the Market Vectors Oil Services ETF, ticker symbol OIH.
And, of course, that's getting the round of applause there. Why would investors be excited about this fund right now?
Well, the bottom line, Chuck, is regardless of the price of oil and regardless of what the economy is doing, we do need oil. And there are certain companies like Schlumberger and Halliburton that their businesses are wrapped around oil services, oil delivery, and we're not changing that anytime soon. So regardless of the price, regardless of the economy, there still needs to be transportation, there still needs to be pipelines, and these types of companies make up this ETF. Recently, a couple positive things for people looking to get in now. The price has declined over 25%, and valuations are very reasonable in the 10 to 12 PE ratio range. So, from a long-term investor, we're not doing away with oil. We still need it. We still need it delivered. These companies are really poised to do well in the coming years.
How much of this is a play on oil prices, just a pure play on oil prices? I mean, the price of crude oil was at one point in the $100 a barrel range. It then dropped down fairly significantly. It has now risen back up. Is there a range of crude prices that make this a good play and a point where you say, if it gets outside either above it or below it, well, maybe above it would always be good, but is there a range of crude prices that's important here?
Yeah, I think what you're asking, Chuck, is this. If we see prices go down further, might this ETF be affected? Sure, it might. I think that the upside, though, is as we look at oil prices today and the fact that we recently dipped below 90, but now that we're back above it, going forward, are we going to see $70 barrel oil? We may, but I think the days of $50 barrel oil are long gone. Are we in a position where we may see plus 100 or 120? You know, Europe's been dealing with that for a long, long time. So if you feel that oil prices have come down or gotten close to their lows, going forward, as prices rise, there's a lot more profitability that can be built in for the oil services companies because of that incremental increase in price.
From that perspective, what kind of a return are you seeing is reasonable here? I mean, obviously, at ETF Trends, and again, my guest, Tom Lydon, he is the president of Global Trend Asset Management and the editor of ETF Trends. You're looking to be able to take advantage of where things are going. What's the outcome here? When somebody buys this now, What's their expectation over what period of time?
Yeah, I believe this is a long-term buy. This is something that you want to hold for at least 3 years. And I believe 3 years from now, a couple things. Number one, I think economies and markets are going to be back on track much better than they are today. Number two, with that, you're going to see higher oil prices, or at least much higher than what we're seeing today. And the final thing is, from a valuation standpoint, we're looking across all market asset classes, sectors, global regions, and we're always looking for great valuations. And this, along with other areas in the commodity space, I believe have been unfairly beaten down. And when the average investor comes back to the market and is looking for value, this is one of the areas that they'll consider.
That being the case, when you make a three-year call, how much pain should an investor be willing to ride out? Because that's the other side here. As you pointed out, you don't see crude prices dropping down to 70, but they could. So how much pain are you willing to ride through to get that 3 years and reach that goal?
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. On something like this, I'd give it a 10% downside. So with the fund trading around $38, if it were dropped down below 34, 33, that would actually hit the most recent low as well. It's actually moved about 7% off its recent low to the upside. So for those traders that are looking to minimize losses, that might be it. On the other hand, valuations are going to be even that much better if this dips below 32.
It is the ETF of the week, the Market Vectors Oil Services ETF, OIH, a three-year play. Remember, we're talking about trends, but we're not necessarily talking about trends that mean like what you're going to do right now. And again, that 10% downside might be an exit point, or it might be a time to accumulate more because the valuations are so good if we don't see this just sort of carry that trend and keep going up with oil prices. Tom Lydon, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends, and he is the president of Global Trend Asset Management. If you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com. Also, follow on Twitter at Tom Lydon and at ETF Trends. There's more of Money Life to Lead. The big interview is up next, so stick around. We'll be right back.